How many people are here from Christ with Coffee and Ice? Raise your hand.
That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people. That was a lot.
That's more people than what I usually get. So that's a lot of people. What's going on, guys? Welcome back to Questions with Caden, Season 3, going hard. Happy to have you back. If this is your first time on the pod, we just want to welcome you and say this is a podcast all about asking questions. God's not afraid of your questions. He's not afraid of the things that you are wondering about, the things that are keeping you from a deep relationship with Him. And on this podcast, we always answer or ask a question and try and answer in a way where you can get some clarity and some hope. And maybe the roadblock to your faith right now can become a building block to a deep relationship with Jesus. We got a cool episode today. We got an amazing guest. But before I introduce her on the pod, we have a couple announcements. As always, shout out Life Audio. Thank you, Life Audio, for all that you do. You can go ahead and go to lifeaudio.com to check out more podcasts like this one. There's also podcasts on dating, marriage. There's like history pods. There's tons of good ones. Lastly, and then we'll jump in to the pod. Subscribe everywhere. Leave a review. Leave a like. It means the world. Okay, let's podcast. Today on the pod, I'm so excited to have the one and only Allie Yost. What's up?
Hey.
Now you can talk.
Now I can You're say hello. To talk now. Hi.
Say hi to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
How's it feel to be here?
I'm stoked. I'm very excited.
Thanks for coming on.
Yeah, thanks
I'm
for having me. I'm so stoked to have you here.
I met Allie at Chosen Con in Dallas, Texas, and that was a blast.
It was a lot of fun. That was so new. For me, like a very new experience. You too, though, right? I mean,
I'd never done a live podcast, but
it was kind of nerve-wracking.
It was different.
Yeah.
It was different, and it was so out of my element and out of like my age demographic that I'm used
to. Totally.
Like, yeah, I looked at, like,
I think it was just all those things combined where I was like, what am I going to do now?
When I poked my head out and looked at like the crowd, I was like, oh, it's.
It's giving our parents' generation.
It's a lot of white hair.
Yeah.
That's a lot of
salt and pepper going on out there.
I'm like, Mom, is that?
Yeah.
I was not expecting it, but it was a great time.
They were so comforting in a way. They were very sweet. Like, I had so many people, you know, moms
and
dads.
They loved you.
They did.
They loved you.
Coming up
you.
After me, and they're like, I'm going to tell my kids about you.
Me? They were like, you want to hear?
Please.
Yeah.
Tell it again. Tell the story again.
That is the worst story of my life. All right, I gotta tell this story
it's
to the
pod.
So
it's gold.
It's terrible. So, I mean, you just have to think about it like in the context of
it's
what
generational.
I'm
generational.
Generational. What I'm what I'm used to, right? Like if I preach somewhere or like I'm young and I walk off stage, there's that happens.
Sure.
Right? So
But they're probably like 22 years old.
Yeah,
you
they're
know?
18.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, they're 25. So I finished up my session and it went great. We had a great conversation. I'm like, hey, guys, thanks so much for having us. Have a great rest of your day. Clap. And we head off stage. So I walk off the side steps off stage and a like.
Get through it. You can do it.
Older lady. She's got to be 65, maybe 70. Gray hair. Just so kind. She like sticks her hand out like this.
Thumbs up?
But it was like this.
Yeah.
So it was like it was like very hard to like tell.
Yeah, it's not like a clear thumb.
It was a small thumb. She sticks her hand out and she doesn't say anything. And just out of reaction, just as I'm walking to like go back, I just fist bump her. And then I realize it wasn't a fist bump. It was like the worst moment of my life. And I like, Dick, I walked off and I fist bumped her and then I like kind of make eye contact and she's like,
she was like, I don't know what you
like,
just
she kind of goes, like looks at her hand and I just go, and I just walk away. Worst experience of my life. You know how like, how much of an emotional roller coaster
oh
that is?
God.
Like,
in
wow, that,
seconds?
That just went great. I'm walking off stage like here and then boom, doof.
You're like, I have a fan and then it just... Complete misunderstanding.
And I was so stoked because...
But she loved you because she was... At least she was...
She did love me.
She did.
What? And then she goes, that dude's energy was awful.
Come on.
What a D-bag.
No. I'm sure she still thinks you're wonderful.
She goes, I got fist bumped by some young guy with tattoos.
You probably taught her something. You don't know. She's out here fist bumping everyone now.
Fucking around.
Come on. Honestly, That's gold.
Oh, too much. Anyway, that was a great time. You did a great job at Chosen. But since The Chosen, I was like, we got to have you on the pod.
Oh, yeah.
And then we got to hang out a little bit, and that was fun. That was super fun. Mm-hmm. It was a great time, and I'm excited for today's combo. I think one of the things that made me want to have you on the pod is seeing just like your fervency for the Lord. It was just very evident, even just getting to talk to you when we were hanging out.
Yeah.
I was like, this girl really loves Jesus.
So much.
And it's like, so don't cry.
No.
You're not allowed
we're
to cry.
We're just talking
yet.
About crying. I'm not going to cry.
You might cry today.
No, I won't.
No cry? No tears?
You know what? Actually, yeah, we're not going to just prejudge that. Maybe I will a little bit. Whatever.
But I just knew like, hey, we have to have it in the pod. Your life just reminded me of like this John Wesley quote. And it says, if you light yourself on fire with passion, people will come and watch you burn.
Yeah.
And I feel like I can just see you burning for Jesus.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we got to have you on the pod and just talk about your life, what's going on. And so tell the listeners a little bit about who you are, kind of what you got going on podcast-wise. What's ups and downs, maybe where you're transitioning the move.
Yeah.
This will be out in a couple months, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess, I don't know. I don't want to make this like super long, but.
Make it as long as you want.
To start
we go
off,
like an hour.
Okay.
45.
Okay. So I'm originally from upstate New York. I moved out here to LA about a year ago. And I guess I'll just start kind of with my testimony a little bit of like where I started with Jesus.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why not? So I knew I was making this big move out here to Los Angeles, and I was doing it by myself. I've never made a move this big before. So, and I was kind of going through a time too where I just was losing a lot of people. I was losing a lot of friendships. I was kind of in an unhealthy relationship, and I feel like God was really putting me in a place where I was. It's almost like, I hate that it's like this with so many of our testimonies, but it's just the reality of it where I feel like we get to this place where it's like, we don't know where else to look but to God. Like, we treat him like our last resort when he really shouldn't be. He should be our first.
Yeah.
But that's kind of where I was at, you know? And so I was going through all of this, you know, emotionally and just with relationships, and I felt really alone. And with making the move on top of that, I was like, I need to lean on something. And I never really took God seriously in my life. I was born and raised Christian, but you know, it's like I'd acknowledge him, but it's like you're praying to something that you don't really know personally. So how do you have faith in someone that you don't really know?
Mm-hmm.
And so I think it was also kind of like a New Year's resolution, you know, beginning of the year. I moved out here in January, and I was like, I want to know Jesus. Like, I want to know him. And I knew that if I was coming out here and doing this all by myself, I would have to lean on something. So I got a new Bible. I was like, fresh start, whatever. I got a cute one, floral, really sweet and
don't point
girly.
At, don't point at me
and this is almost like your
don't
jacket,
point,
but
yeah.
pink.
Grandma's couch.
Uh-huh, yeah. And yeah, so then I just feel like that was the beginning of my journey with Jesus. And I get the question a lot online of people asking me, like, how have you gotten so like on fire for the Lord? Because honestly, I still consider myself such a baby in this. Like, I'm very new still.
Yeah.
My journey with him has only been like, I don't know, like 8 months, 10 months, under a year.
That's crazy.
And so for me to be as on fire and how vocal I am online for my love for Jesus is probably kind of baffling, especially if people haven't checked on me in a few months. Yeah, they're probably like, wait a minute, Allie was just at Coachella.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you go.
Now all of a sudden she's at the church, like,
you
preaching about Jesus.
You go, that outfit in May wasn't really.
It wasn't giving God. It wasn't giving holy. It's okay. It's okay. We have grace for her. We do.
We do.
So anyway, it's hard to explain, like, when you know him and you see his goodness, but it's like, it's just one of those things where I experienced just a taste of how good he was, and I just wanted more and more and more and more, and you just become on fire. And half of it is like him just taking my heart, you know?
Yeah.
And so I've had this podcast, Girly Popcast, for the last couple of years, and I built it on wanting to encourage people, especially women. I have such a passion for like uplifting and encouraging women and empowering them. And so I had that podcast for,
Women power.
Yeah. So I had that for a couple of years. And, you know, I built it from a place of love, but I was leaning on my own understanding and my own sense of like finding advice to give people. It's just me. It's just Allie, right?
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't, there was no like, you know, now it's so different because I seek advice and I seek guidance and helping others through God, you know, which has completely changed my brand in a way where it's like, So I had this podcast. I don't get too ahead of it. Okay. Mm-hmm. Had this podcast, Girly Podcast. Had it for a couple of years. Now Allie has found Jesus, right? She's built this whole platform.
Allie has found Jesus.
Best thing ever happened to me, but she knows Jesus now, so yeah. Things are different. Mm-hmm. And so I'm like, my whole brand is changing. You're screwed with that fly. What Dude, are you going to do about him?
I thought Courtney was going to kill. Sorry.
No. She needs a fly swatter.
I thought she was going to kill him before she left.
Nope.
Anyway,
okay.
Go ahead.
I got Sorry. This is actually no. I'm not gonna say.
Did
it.
You get anyway. Like one of those guns?
No.
One of those. Have you ever heard of those?
No.
The
a fly gun?
Yeah, yeah. So they shoot like it's like a fly shotgun, and it shoots salt.
Is everybody okay?
Yeah.
Why?
It's great. I
no,
love it. It's
that
so
sounds
cool.
ridiculous.
And you shoot like shoot it in the air at the fly, and it like it's like salt, and so it'll hit the fly because it'll go like a wide.
You got salt everywhere.
Yeah, but you don't have a fly
home.
Anymore.
There's the electric. I was going to say there's those electric.
Yeah, yeah. Those are
like
the great.
It's like a tennis racket. It's just zap them.
Yeah. You went from, hey, you got to put it in a cup earlier to like zap it with a tennis racket.
Yeah, but if it's like one like him where he's just not giving up.
Yeah.
I dude, guess you just have to.
You can
no,
stay if you just have a seat.
Just
have a seat.
Chill out, take a nap.
Enjoy the conversation.
Yeah.
And then later fly around. Sorry, go ahead.
It's okay.
Allie finds Jesus.
I hope so too, but elsewhere, over there.
Yeah.
So yeah, so anyway, my brand was changing and it was really hard. So a lot of what my podcast was is women writing in about certain things they're going through, relationships, careers, family stuff,
yeah.
confidence, you know, all that stuff. And it became really hard for me to sit there and give people advice and not boast and just explode about Jesus, right? Because
yeah.
if somebody's writing in and they're like, I don't know where else to turn, Allie, where do I go to find my confidence?
It's like an alley-oop.
What yeah, do I say? Yeah. I'm like, Jesus Christ, actually, yeah. him. You should go to him. But it was hard because I didn't build this platform on Jesus.
Yeah.
So I think one of the hardest things that I struggled with was the transition. Because the thing is like, I had a social presence. I had over a million followers on TikTok before I, you know, started talking about Jesus. I had built these platforms and this career for myself without talking about God online, which was scary because I was like, how am I supposed to just start talking about Jesus when no one followed me for that reason?
Yeah.
But obviously I think God knew exactly what he was doing
totally.
With that, you know? So it became really hard for me with Girly Podcast because I didn't know how to like be honest and give my honest advice, but then also feel like, you know, you're not being that Christian that's like shoving it down everyone's throat.
Totally.
And so I think I kind of came to this crossroad with myself, and it was funny because I was literally sitting at my kitchen table and I was having a moment with God, and I was like, God, I just want to talk about you. Like, I am so excited about you. You are changing my life. You're changing my heart. You're changing me from the inside out. And I feel like I don't have a place or a platform where I could just be unapologetically in love with you and not be like afraid of, oh, well, I posted about him yesterday.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I can't post about him today.
Yeah, yeah.
Or I'm going to talk about Jesus only once a week. Ew, first off, he doesn't deserve that.
Yeah.
I'm going to talk about him every minute of the day.
Come
but
on,
that
somebody.
Was hard for me at the time
yeah.
to think like, how do I balance this? You know, it was like
totally.
Almost like I was still trying to please the world and everybody else and not offend everybody, but then still be loyal to God.
Mm-hmm.
And so I heard him speak to me and he says, so then start a new podcast, start an entirely new podcast where you can just talk about Jesus, just talk about us then. And that way you have no reason to feel insecure. You have no reason to feel like, oh, well, I don't want, because the people who are tuning in want to hear about Jesus,
yeah, yeah.
you know?
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I can do two podcasts.
Mm-hmm.
I can do two podcasts. Like for sure. It's insanity. Right. We're looking at the cameras like bless her heart. Bless her heart.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Sure, yeah, Allie.
I can barely do this one.
Okay, it was a lot, right? So then I'm juggling two podcasts at once. I started Christ with Coffee and Ice, which is like the light of my world. It's something I'm so excited and proud of.
Are we ever going to get into like an acronym on that guy?
What do you mean?
Christ with Coffee on Ice, C-W-O-I-C?
Yeah.
C-W-O-I-C?
Yeah. I type it a lot on my phone. I don't really say it out loud because it's a mouthful. But yeah, I'll be like
C-W-C-O-I-C.
C-O-I-C, yeah.
C-W-C-O-I-C.
Exactly.
O-I-C.
Yeah. So that's what
Mars.
It is. Yeah. For future merch or whatever.
Yeah, absolutely,
you know?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll take 10% of that. I feel like I just branded
nope,
that.
Nope, I already existed.
I don't feel like
I've already been doing it.
We're in front of a lot of people right now that I think could...
They could easily... you can go on my page and you can see I've already been doing it.
All right, sorry. Go ahead.
I'm never getting through this story.
No, I'm sorry. You're growing. You're doing great. This is a great story.
Thank you.
This is really
is it
good.
Okay?
I love it.
Okay.
It's really good.
So anyway, I started this new podcast. I'm on fire for it. The other thing is, like, I felt like I was outgrowing Girly Popcast as well, where I know that you can get into ruts where you're like, okay, maybe we just need to shift it, you know? Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's where I was like a little bit in denial mode. I think a lot of it was like, I was so emotionally attached to Girly Popcast still. So maybe this is just a shift that I need to do rather than just like letting go of Girly Popcast all in all, right? Because I'm so on fire and so excited about Christ with Coffee and Ice, and I love my listeners. I don't say this at all, like in any way that I wasn't looking forward to spending time with them and, you know, how important the podcast is to them. It still was so important to me too. But I was like, I don't look forward to, like, I just felt like I had outgrown it maybe in a way too. So anyway, I just spent time with God and I asked him about it and I said, Lord, how the heck am I going to do this? Like, I felt like I knew what he was telling me. And he was like, so I had you start this new one. And I think Girly Popcast kind of was like your baby, like prep to this.
Totally.
But I think you need to let go of Girly Popcast, you know? And wow. I think it obviously it was something that needed to take time. And, you know, my courage to talk about the Lord online was not an overnight thing. It may look it to some people like, again, like I said, if they haven't seen me in a few months and they go and they're like, holy crap, at least like full. But it really was gradual.
I remember you talking about in Dallas, like some of your like reservations.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like my heart is like, I'm even more on fire than I was like then now. So anyway, it's hard when you like outgrow things. And I think that the thing is when you grow to know Jesus, you don't realize how much you're actually going to outgrow. I've outgrown so many things and it's sad.
Yeah,
like it's
even
sad.
Friendships.
I've legitimately like mourned like my old self. And I know we're not like, you know, supposed to look to the past, but I think it's like, yeah, like friendships, relationships, even like the way I used to dress, like my style, like the things I'm interested in, the things I want to talk about now. It's like, I am a completely different person made new. And parts of that is sad. You know, but it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't want to ever go back to the way that I was before. Totally. Like I'm so much happier with the way that God has like transformed me. But, there's definitely been a lot of change. And I think that's like the hardest thing to kind of come to peace with is, if you're going to know Jesus, wear your seatbelt, hang on, hang tight. Cause you're about to change and everything's about to change.
Yeah. If you want to actually know him.
Yeah.
I love your story because I think it's cool. You can see like the gift on your life being used even before you knew Jesus.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the Bible is clear that like gifts are given without repentance.
Yeah.
And so like you were thriving in like preaching. You were thriving.
Come on.
Preaching to people before you actually ever got to preach to people.
Yeah.
Like you were before you ever like even
I was preaching and I didn't even
Jesus,
know it.
You started a podcast because you wanted to minister to people, but you didn't know you wanted to minister to people.
Yes.
Like it's cool to see. And I think everybody can almost see that in your life. You can kind of look back in your life and you can kind of go,
I've always had this thing.
I've always been good at this.
Yep.
And I always say it's why you can have so many gifted people in this world so lost and confused.
Yeah.
It's why some of the like the people with the most amazing voices or the most amazing artists or like the most amazing creators in the world are doing these incredible things.
Yeah.
And they're lost.
But they're just not using it in the way that God gave it to them.
Exactly. Because they're using a portion of their gift without walking in the fullness of what their gift was for.
Yep.
And it's cool to see you transition. And it's a little scary to say like, hey, I built this whole thing. Like my whole life was around my
livelihood, income, brand
everything
deals.
Everything is around this like brand I've built.
Yeah.
And God's pulling me in a completely different direction.
Totally.
But what's interesting is he didn't pull you in a different direction in terms of like how he made you. He just he just pulled you in a different direction in terms of what you're going to talk about.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. He said, we're just going to tweak this a little bit.
Yeah.
You keep doing it. You're good at it.
Hey, you're doing great.
You're good at it.
He goes, hey, sister, you're doing great, honey. Yeah, yeah. I love you. I'm so
you're a good
proud
talker.
Of you.
You're really good at motivating people.
Yeah, you talk much.
You talk all the
you're
time.
You're so good at
and
that.
And it's good for you. No, I saw a clip that you posted, actually, and you were like, that's in school. Like, it was always literally same.
Yeah.
Like, always a thing where it's like, Caden's great, but And I would get moved around in class. They'd be like, okay, so Allie talks too much to this neighbor. Bro, it didn't matter who you put me next to.
Did not matter. I'm talking to you.
I would talk to everybody.
Absolutely. My mom will even tell a story how she goes.
That was worst nightmare.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Awful. I actually used to, majority of the time, have a desk by myself in the back of the classroom.
And I had to do that a couple times,
when I was in junior high school, they started facing it towards the back wall.
Because you're awful.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
I would be like, hey.
Were you like the class clown? Were you like the one that was like goofy?
I have a good sense of humor.
Sure.
So I'm going to make people laugh. But I wasn't like trying to. I was just I wanted to talk to people.
Yeah.
And my mom always says that she'd always be like, Kaden, you got to stop talking in class.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, Mom, I'm sharing a desk with this person. How am I not going to talk to them?
Yeah, right? Are you supposed to be right next to each other?
Our elbows are touching all day long.
Yeah.
Like, hey, man, how's your day?
You just start passing notes then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then, my teacher, I was consistently in the principal's office or getting in trouble for, not because I was a bad kid, I just could not stop talking.
You just talked a lot.
It's the same. It's, yeah. You get it. It's like you have, there's a gift on
but
your
we
life.
We had it from the freaking beginning.
To do something.
Yes.
And it almost, the gift's almost like, it's there, but it's void.
Yeah.
Until God goes, no, this is
TBD.
Let me tune it.
Yep.
Because this is what it's for. It's almost like a guitar that's untuned.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Still makes a lot of noise.
Yeah, yeah,
it's purposeless. It sounds awful. No one wants to listen to it. But then God comes in. And he goes, Hey, my name is Jesus, and I gave you this gift.
Yeah.
And I'm just gonna start tuning some things.
Yep.
And so I'm gonna start I'm gonna get the sin out of your life probably first.
Yep.
Then I'm gonna change the way you talk.
Yep.
I'm gonna renew your mind.
Yep.
And then I'm gonna start doing some other things in your life. And next thing you know, you're gonna sound like a beautiful guitar.
Yep.
And you're gonna be used for the purpose that you were designed for.
Yep.
And that's what is evident in your story when you go, hey, we had Girly Pop.
Yeah.
Shout out Girly Pop.
She was great.
We love her.
We love her. She's the reason I'm here now.
Yeah, shout out Girly Pop.
If I didn't have the confidence, because I had Girly Popcast in the beginning, I was like, I can have another podcast because I already had one and I knew it was good.
Literally.
You know?
I don't know if I've ever talked about this on my podcast before, but I had a podcast maybe 5 or 6 years ago.
Really?
Called The Good Good Podcast, and it was with my ex, and it was extremely successful.
Yeah.
But once we broke up and we stopped the pod, when the Lord was like, I want you to start a podcast, I had all the tools to start a podcast. And I was able to start from day one and give a good podcast because I had been podcasting for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
But, and all of that was like, don't listen. I think we took it down. Don't listen to that podcast. It's a terrible podcast. But it set up the foundation for this.
Exactly. Yeah. The foundation. Yeah.
Nothing is wasted.
Nothing.
Nothing is wasted. Nothing. The Lord is going to redeem and use literally everything for his glory.
It's so good.
And turn it all around. And it's cool. It's cool to see you here now. And so what's that process been like for you now that you're like, hey, I'm moving on. You're literally moving.
I am moving.
One, which you're moving a week
when
this is filmed. But you're literally moving, but then you're also moving on.
Yeah.
What's that been like?
I'm so excited though.
Yeah.
I just feel like because of this relationship that I have with Jesus now, I really do have so much trust that I'm just, it's like that classic saying where it's like you have a peace that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Most people would be anxious about moving across the country. I was so anxious moving out here to California to begin with.
Yeah.
But I just know that now that I know that he's by my side. I'm chilling. I'm really excited. I'm honestly just so excited. I have no other feeling. I have no worries about it because I know that he's going to get me through it.
Yeah.
But there have been some, I think one of the hardest things about, I'm going to go back to the transition part 2 one more time, is that Everyone has so many opinions, even in the Christian community. That's so hard for me sometimes. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Do you get a lot of like negative feedback?
No, I get negative, but I also get negative where maybe they mean it to be positive, if that makes sense. Especially when I was like new in my journey, you know,
and
I'm just
so
like,
cute learning
she's
to love
so
the
new.
Lord.
Like, just let her, like, literally, that was the energy it was giving. Yeah, I'm like, no, but I am just cute trying to get to know the Lord. Like, let me be cute and new here, you know? So anyway, I don't know. I guess that part can be intimidating, but I just think that the best thing you could do is just continue to listen to his voice and not, cause I think it's good to value like other people's, you know, especially if they've been in it for a while, but
totally.
Yeah, that there's a lot online where people have, I've never had people be so opinionated about my content ever until I started talking about Jesus.
Yeah.
And then it was like everybody,
and what's
you know?
Crazy about it is, I mean, I've been doing Christian like content for a while now. Like,
yeah,
it's not just the non-Christians.
No,
a lot
everyone.
Of the times,
when
it's,
I say it's everyone,
it's even the Christians,
both, like everywhere.
I love like watching all your stuff, and like I told you, my dad is like sending me your stuff. He's like, he sent me that thing
the
about
good
you.
Ones
and he's like,
where I'm,
you're crying,
bawling,
and he's like, wow, this girl really loves Jesus
so much.
But I love your content because like the other day you posted one where you cussed, right?
you know what word I meant to say?
What'd you say?
I can't say the word because it is a cuss
word. I'll bleep it out.
I said twerp. I meant to say twerp. I thought about it. It came to me like 2 days later, and I was like, I definitely meant to say twerp. Like, it's such a little twerp. Came out, and then it bleeped me, and I said, Lord, that is a cuss word. I am so sorry. But I was talking about the devil, so you know, I feel
he's good.
No, it's not okay. Don't
it's
cuss.
It's so funny.
Oh my gosh.
I think I...
And then I said, you know what? I'm posting it.
I think I replied
so
just a bunch of ha-ha-ha's.
Like, this is so good.
This is the funniest thing I've ever seen.
Yeah.
Because I, like, there's no spirit of religion on you.
Yes, right.
And
it's just
the
relationship.
That is the coolest thing to watch because I grew up in the church,
mm-hmm.
and you grew up around a lot of people with this like overly burdened spirit of religion
mm-hmm.
on them.
Mm-hmm.
And you can even see it in your comment section.
Yes.
And you can see, I can see it in my comment section
yep.
of like the overly burdened religious people that
and
are walking
I sympathize
only in religion.
I don't even know what that could feel like.
Yeah.
You
and
know?
I'm watching you from your content and
I feel so blessed
and meeting
that
you
I
in Dallas
didn't,
and I'm like,
and I could kind of form my own relationship and opinions on God as I got to be an adult. Like,
yeah.
Honestly, my upbringing was like, I wouldn't say we believed in God, but my parents weren't like outrageous about it. You know, we celebrated, we prayed, we did all that. But we probably only went to church for like the holidays. It wasn't like a week, you know, my parents are great. I love them.
Yeah.
But I almost feel like that was such a blessing
Easter
because it allowed
Christmas,
me to grow
baby.
Up. Yeah. But it allowed me to grow up and have my own, you know, form my own opinions on God and form my own relationship with him. And my parents have always been encouraging on my faith and to have a relationship with God. But yeah, I feel really blessed to have not had that because I feel like that's a whole different, like, I don't know, like playing field, you
it's
know?
Freedom.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like, I just want to say, because I was like, I want to encourage you, like, you just got to stay there.
Yeah, I want to stay here.
Because it's really easy, especially like as you do Christ with Coffee on Ice.
Yeah.
And as you post more Christian content and as more Christian voices start to come into like what you're doing.
Yeah.
And you get more opportunities to speak in churches or opportunities to speak at Christian events.
Yeah.
It's going to be really easy to like start to adopt Christian religion, religious mindsets.
Right.
Start talking in Christianese.
So.
And you're out there not.
I'm literally talking as if I would talk about my favorite pair of jeans or
literally.
Anything else, you know?
Yeah.
And it's funny because I had a conversation with a girlfriend of mine and she was saved like 4 years ago. So she's been in it for a little bit and she speaks so like that language. Like she just has biblical words, pulls it out of her pockets. And I look at it like it's a superpower. I'm like, you're so freaking cool. I don't even know what you're saying. And it's awesome.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And so I told her, I was like, I just want to be more like you. Like, I love how you just sound like you know what you're talking about. Yeah. And I sound so like, she loves Jesus, but bless her heart, you know, like pat her on the head.
We're
praying for her growth. And she like really shed some serious light on, you know, and I think this is such a good reminder for everybody. The minute we want to compare our journey or our walk of faith to anyone else's is she was like, but I love how simple your love is for Jesus. Like you literally just love God and that's it. You know, mm-hmm. there is no like, there's no fluff. Like, there's no, like, extra fancy anything to it. I mean, it's like you and the thing that's so special about the way that you talk about God online is that everyone can understand it.
Yep.
Even if they aren't Christian, if they're Christian, whatever, everyone can get it. It's, like, so simplified. Your faith is, like, so childlike mm-hmm. that it's so graspable. And mm-hmm. she's like, that's why you can't be me. And I can't be you though, right?
Literally.
Like, that's why God created you the way, you know, and your walk of faith looks like this and mine looks like this, mm-hmm. you know? And
that's why I'm telling you, like, please stay this way.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because like the reality is you're reaching people. The reason your stuff is popping off is because people can hear you.
Yeah.
People cannot always hear the preacher that's like, the blood covers all. They go, what the heck does that
mean?
What
is that?
Yeah. I have no idea what that means.
I mean, if I'm being honest, even like the word like when people were like, okay, where should I start in the Bible? You should start in the Gospels. What is that?
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't even know what the Gospels
were.
Yeah,
exactly.
Right?
And that's like, I'm so passionate about this because it's such a big heart of mine.
Yeah.
And something I'm always talking to our team about is like, hey, our language matters.
It
and
does.
We're not watering down the gospel.
Yeah.
We're giving the gospel in a way where people can understand it.
Right.
Because we forget. It's really easy. It's like the same way as like, bringing somebody in to work with you and you start talking to them about everything they have to do for social media to create content and talking about brand deals and UGC content and all this stuff. And
a language.
And people start going, I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
You'd have to simplify so they can understand what you're talking about.
Sure.
It's not because you're watering down
what
it is.
You're not discrediting or, you know, like you said,
you're
watering
defining.
Down.
It's called giving a definition.
Yep.
And so I'm always talking to our team about that too. It's like, hey, we have to be careful with what we're saying and how we're saying it because we're trying to reach the unsaved.
Yes.
So if we're trying to reach the unsaved.
It's great that you're talking the same language as people who are already saved.
Yeah, it doesn't mean you need to be cussing like them, but
sure.
It means you need to be able to, they need to be able to grasp what you're saying.
Yes.
If they have no concept.
Don't talk over their head.
They have no concept of Jesus.
Yeah.
And you go, hey, the blood covers all, man.
They go, what blood?
You're saved. Even you're saved. They go, from what?
Yeah. Yeah.
From what?
Yeah.
So like, I'm just very encouraged by your content. And like, I don't view it as like this simple content where you're just like watching a girl learn about Jesus. I'm like, I thought you're being strategic. From this whole time, to be honest. I'm like,
no.
Oh, she knows
he
how.
He is though.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, she knows how to communicate.
If it seems strategic, that's him.
In this voice to these people so they can grasp what's happening in her life and they can grasp what's going on in a way where it's digestible.
Yeah.
Because literally, like, the Gen Z does not know what you're talking about.
No.
But if you can use their language, they know exactly what you're talking about.
Totally.
And you're not doing it in a way where you're, like, disingenuous, but you're doing it in a way where it's like, this is...
Well, and it's really cool to see, too. I'm not sitting here boasting about myself. This is all God. I'm boasting about him. But it's so cool to see, too, that, like, I'll even get comments where people are like, you're healing a part of me where I didn't trust the Christian community, you know, because of whatever they had gone through, you know,
totally.
And it's like, they're like, it's such a breath of fresh air to see somebody talk about Jesus and be like this in Christianity.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's so cool. Like, it's just so cool how intentional God is with every single one of us. And so it's been the coolest thing ever. It's been really awesome.
Yeah. It's cool to watch you do it. I want to go back to like when you're talking about moving out here.
Yeah.
What was the thing? Because I know you said you were like, hey, I just need something to lean on.
Mm-hmm.
But what was the thing that really like pushed you over the edge to be like, I need to chase Jesus? Like, not just go like, I'm going to like find a church or like, but you go, I'm going to go buy a Bible.
Yeah.
And like, I need to know who this person is. What was actually the thing that pushed you over to that point?
I think it was the relationship that I was in at the time. I think I was finally done with or sick of or exhausted or burnt out from kind of having the same type of relationship over and over again, which was just like, just not healthy emotionally. And I just kept accepting behavior and treatment that I knew deep down I didn't have to accept.
Yeah.
You know? And, you know, every time I'd have a conversation with my parents about it, they'd be like, just, you know, they always had been planting those seeds for me.
Yeah.
And, you know, telling me and encouraging me to go to God. But I don't know. Do you ever feel like it's just hard sometimes to explain how God grasped your heart, you know? Because people are like, how did it happen? And I'm like, I almost am like, it wasn't even necessarily like one thing where I was like, that's it. I want to know Jesus. It was almost like I had been through so much.
Yeah.
I was like at the end of my rope emotionally, and I just needed someone.
It's like you just finally stopped running.
I think I just stopped running. Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously we hear such great things about God and Jesus and how healing he is.
Hopefully.
And how we do, right?
Yeah
hopefully. And I think I just, yeah, I think I there were times throughout my life where maybe I was like, I'm going to read the Bible. And then, you know, you read one page and you're snoring. And so can you like convince yourself it's so boring, which by the way, it's so not.
So not boring.
It's so not boring.
Even that is just, such even a tactic we were just from talking the enemy. About before the pod.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
No, like what book? The Bible. It's
so
good.
Yeah,
it's
literally.
So good.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So, but I do think the biggest thing for me was that relationship. And then fast forward, right? It's January. I move here and I'm prioritizing the Bible. I'm not prioritizing it every day, but, you know, I got the Bible and I'm reading it weekly, which is good.
It's good.
Yeah.
It's a start.
Just picking it up like maybe once a week.
Uh-huh.
And so then I go to Coachella.
Shout out.
And
I hate Coachella.
I'm never going again.
Is that your first time?
It's clear I'm never going again.
Yeah. Was that your first time at Coachella?
Yeah. No. Third, maybe okay. Second time. Second time.
You go, no, I've been every year since it started.
It's my favorite thing.
Yeah. No. Yeah, I'm already picking out my outfit for
second
next year.
Second time. But Elise came with me. So
let's
we
go.
Went together.
That's
yeah.
Good.
Okay, so you hate Coachella? When was the last time that you went?
I've only been one time, and I went for one day in like
it's
20.
Awful.
I went
it's
in like
honestly,
2017, and I went for one day. I shot content, and I left.
Nice. That's the way
but
you should
But I showed
do
up
it.
At like 11 a.m. and people were like passed out on the floor.
It's physically like, why?
And
do
I
we
was
put
like,
ourselves
this
that?
Is so awful.
Awful. Like to
like,
be
I
out
like
in that
so
heat.
So I just like took the photos and I just left.
Yeah. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
See, I flew all the way out from, well, not this year. This year is because, you know, obviously I lived here, but last year we flew out from North Carolina. So you kind of have to, you feel like you got to make the most of it. But geez, the blisters, the pain, the heat
brutal.
Stroke. It's not worth
Stage
it.
Stagecoach is cool though.
Okay, so I really want to go to Stagecoach.
Stagecoach is tight.
Yeah.
I went last
I
year.
Go.
It was
we'll
sick.
Wear our camo pants.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the boots.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to break it out.
Yeah.
No, that's a vibe.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, back to what we're talking about.
So I was at Coachella, and I met Jesus there. No, but I actually, it kind of was
Jesus
wild.
At Coachella.
He everywhere.
It's kind of, that'd be a cool, like, song.
Jesus at Coachella? That is kind of a vibe.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
Yeah. So I go to Coachella with my girlfriend, Elise. And I run into a friend, an old friend of mine from high school, and him and I probably, I mean, this is, like I said, we're from upstate New York, so I don't know, the odds of this happening was kind of wild.
Yeah.
But I end up running into him, and we haven't even seen each other or spoken to each other in probably like 12 plus years, no joke.
Yeah.
And we started talking about Jesus, and I was like...
At Coachella,
in Let's the middle go. Of Coachella, right? And I was like, this is so cool, and he was so on fire for the Lord, and I was like... I just got my Bible like 3 months ago and I just started my journey with Jesus. And so he's like showing me his notes app and he's showing me like all these like devotionals and Bible verses. And like, it just, I feel like that was the moment for me where I was like,
that's so cool.
I love this, you know? And I feel like I don't even, and I actually said this in my very first episode of Christ with Coffee and Ice, because my first episode is my testimony. And I mentioned this is that I don't even think he realizes that that was such a pivotal moment for me in my faith.
It's
but
huge.
Oh my gosh, after that, I was like, no, I love, like, I need to know Jesus. Like,
yeah.
I need to like prioritize him. This is it. And so from April on was just,
we're
I was
there.
Done. Yeah. I was so about Jesus. So yeah. And then here we are, but
here we are.
So I guess
six
it happened at Coachella.
Later. Coachella.
Which is crazy.
You should have named the podcast Coachella and Christ.
Coachella and Christ.
I met Jesus at Coachella as a vibe.
Yeah. Well,
you need to make a t-shirt.
But it's pretty cool.
That should be your first merch drop.
Yeah.
I met Jesus at Coachella.
At Coachella. Honestly, that's kind of a vibe.
That's sick. I
that's
can see the hoodie.
That's kind of a vibe.
I can see
yeah.
the hoodie. Like on
yeah.
the back.
Yeah.
I'll take 10% of that too.
Just enough. I didn't sign anything.
Just trying to make money. No, when you walked in that NDA you signed, that was...
I didn't sign a thing.
Just kidding.
I signed nothing
to be here.
No, I didn't.
Okay, I want to talk a little bit. I would love hearing about your story, but I want to talk... I wish I could
hear your story.
Yeah, what do you want to know?
Well, but you've probably already talked about it a lot.
Millions of times.
So have you just been like this from the start?
No shot.
Okay.
Not at all. No, So I'll give you like a very, very fast,
yeah.
fast rundown. So I grew up in a Christian household.
Yeah.
Loved the Lord, hated the church.
Okay.
Loved the Lord, hated the church.
Yeah.
Had really bad experiences in church with leadership and stuff like that. Just hated the church.
Yeah.
Just never felt like I fit in. Just feel like I was an outlier.
Sure.
So I grew up in the church. I always make the joke that like I wasn't a pastor's kid, but I was the closest thing to it.
Okay.
Because my mom was signing up first hand up for everything. We were at church Sunday, Wednesday, Thursday, Saturday, just church people. And then when I was about 12, I got into playing tennis, and I got like really into it. I got homeschooled. I was playing tennis 6 hours a day, tournaments on the weekends, traveling.
Wow.
Like, it was my whole life. Like, I was going to, like, the goal was like, hey, I'm going to do this forever. Like, I'm going to hopefully be a pro tennis player, go to college, then go play pro tennis.
Wow.
And so that started overcoming my life. And so it was always like sports first, Jesus sort of.
Yeah.
And when I was like 17, I was a senior in, I think I was about to be a senior in high school. I ended up having three surgeries back to back to back.
Wow.
Two wrist injuries. I tore my abdominal muscle in my stomach. Had to have surgery for that. And basically like all tennis opportunities like dwindled.
Yeah.
And I ended up at a school called Azusa Pacific University, playing tennis there, D2 school. The coach just gave me a shot. He was just like, because no one else would, because it's like we're not signing like an injured dude.
Right.
So he gives me a shot. I end up having to have another wrist surgery that year.
Jeez.
And in that time, I just had an encounter with the Lord where he was like, hey, this is not your identity. This is not what I put you on the earth for.
Wow.
And I was 18 when I had that encounter with the Lord. This is the very 100,000 foot view. And from that point on, I was like, okay, I'm going to chase Jesus. So I quit tennis. I got a job at a church, and I just started chasing Jesus.
Which probably was so scary for you,
Yeah.
The church, like, was kind of not your thing.
Totally.
Yeah.
But he started healing that.
Yes.
And then when I was 19, I ended up dating this girl. Mm-hmm. We started doing social media stuff together. Mm-hmm. Our social media stuff blew up. I quit the church. I was working at Starbucks and the church. Mm-hmm. I quit both and started doing social media stuff full time with the intention of like, okay, I'm going to try and find a way to make this about Jesus.
Yeah.
I get completely distracted, start making way more money than I know what to do with.
Okay.
And it was like back in, when did you start doing social media stuff?
I mean, I've been full time since probably like the pandemic, since 2020, but I've been on the internet making content for years.
Okay. So like 2016, 17, 18, 19 was like the wild, wild west of influencer stuff.
Yep. Yep.
And it was insane. What they were paying you was ridiculous.
Yeah.
What they were sending you was ridiculous.
Honestly, even 3 years ago.
What you were doing, like where you could travel. Yep. It was Pandora's box.
Yep.
You literally could do anything you wanted.
The brand trips,
You could go anywhere you wanted. You could send a DM and get anything you wanted.
Yep.
And so we got very distracted.
Yeah.
And from like 20 to until about 2021.
So what are you on, YouTube and stuff at this point?
YouTube, everything.
Yeah, everything.
And we end up getting engaged right when I'm like a senior in high school.
Wow.
I go to seminary because my parents are like, you said this is what you were called to do. You need to go to seminary. Like, you had already signed up. You need to go. So I end up going to seminary. And in the meantime, we break up.
Mm.
And when we break up, I like literally go like a rock bottom moment. But then I have another encounter with the Lord where he totally pulls me back to him, recasts vision for my life, heals everything. I mean, everything looked cool, but I was the most broken, lost, anxious, depressed, scared, lonely, sad, empty I'd ever been in my life. Like, it was just awful.
Yeah.
Relationship was terrible. It was just awful. It was just, I was completely out of the will of God for my life.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's something I always say on this podcast. Like, just because there's success doesn't mean God's hands on it.
Okay.
And I was experiencing worldly success, feeling eternally empty.
Sure.
And
That's so real, too.
You flip now, and the worldly success may not be there, maybe, but like the eternal fulfillment is insane. And so then in 2021, my whole life changed again, and I like January of 2021, I came back to, like, I didn't like leave Jesus, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't
I don't even think I was ever like totally not.
Yeah, no, you know? I'm just a little distracted.
But there's a difference between like being like, oh, hey, Jesus, and being like waking up in the morning and being like, oh my gosh, I get to spend another day with Jesus.
And I went from like 18, 19, 20 years old, like desperately needing Jesus.
How old are you now? Do you mind me
I'm asking? 25.
Okay.
So I'm like, for 2 years, completely distracted, you know, just not in a good place. Still trying to seek the Lord, but like, you know, just doing other stuff and just not living for him like I should have been.
Yeah.
And so, we break up. God resets my life. Next thing I know, I launch the pod. Next thing I know, we launched Yona a few years later, and the rest, honestly, the rest is history. But yeah, it was like a complete reset.
But it's similar, like what I was saying, where it's like you really, it's unfortunate that it has to be like that, but you get to a place where you're so low, where you're like, you don't know where else to turn.
Well, it was like it was the rock bottom moment where I go, oh, I did this to myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I got to repent. Like, I got to go back to Jesus, because, like, I started all of this with the intention for Jesus, and I got very distracted.
Went off track, yeah.
And so it was the point where I go, I got to get back to the thing that made me, that fulfilled my life. Yeah. I got to get back to the thing that I knew was what I was made for, and that was just to know him. I got to get back to that. Like, I got to be back to, like, 19-year-old Kate. I got to figure that out, because where I'm at right now is very far from that. Yeah. And I'm not in a good place.
We're going to be working for that forever, too, you know? It's like, the other thing is, like, you think that you're just going to be, not everybody, but, like, some people think they're just going to be saved, and then you don't have to work. It's like it's a thing you have to do every day to stay. You're never going to be quicker than that fly.
I think I can.
You're never going to be faster than that.
Lord, give me fly speed. Name of Jesus. I'm going to get, there's a fly in here. And
fly
I'm
fly speed.
We're going to get this fly. It's
do these
bugging
cameras
me.
Just keep recording? That's pretty impressive. Yeah. Mine shut off after like
this
25
is,
minutes.
Courtney's next level. She's like got this thing dialed.
I'm out. I know.
You should have had her manager show.
Yeah.
You still could.
I should have, huh?
You still could. She does shows that are not in California.
Okay.
You could talk to her about it. Yeah. If you want, you don't have to.
No, anyway, like I could.
Trying to get Courtney business. anyway, yeah, so I just, that was
so
my
sorry,
life, I think.
I didn't mean to make you go down that, but we never even got to that point, like, in Dallas. I never really got to ask you what your story was, so.
Yeah, that's the 100,000-foot view. We can talk about it more, too, but that's 100,000-foot view of kind of what God did in a very brief of my life. But he's just good.
He's so good.
And I'm just so grateful. Like, I'll still cry. That's the thing that'll make me cry.
I love how much he teaches us self-awareness. You know?
Yeah.
Like, you got to be so aware of, like, your heart and the position of where your heart is at all times. Mm-hmm. And I feel like that's the biggest thing that he's taught me is, like, really, truly just being so self-aware, which is, like, the best thing to have, you know?
The amount of stuff I learned.
You're so much more intentional when, like, relationships and everything, you know?
Yeah, the amount of stuff I learned from those couple handful years of my life have set, like, such a solid foundation for me in terms of, like, how I live now.
Yeah.
Like, it's so funny. I look back on those handful of years and I go, I don't even know who that was.
I know. I feel the same way.
I don't even know. That wasn't even me. Like, I look back and I see, like, an outside perspective of, like, these memories of this guy.
Yeah.
That was just needed to, like, remember who Jesus said he was for a little bit.
Yep.
And he just kind of forgot.
Yeah.
He just kind of forgot.
Yeah.
And, like, it's insane. All this stuff that, like, we were talking about earlier in the pod, which I don't know if that was recorded or not, but we were talking how, like, God literally uses everything.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is wasted in your story. Nothing is wasted in your life. Like, he's going to redeem. The reason you're walking through that is because of a poor decision you made.
Yeah.
But.
And you could have probably saved yourself a lot of pain by not doing it.
But don't worry.
But he's going to.
He's going to redeem it.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to actually use it for his glory and your good.
Yeah.
And the next thing you know, you're going to be doing some semblance of that thing in the way he originally intended.
Yep.
And it's going to be better than you could ever imagine.
Yep.
I was going to ask, I think overarching, hearing your story, hearing this, there's like a big overarching theme of like shifts of seasons for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it feels like everything has just continued to, like, God's just kind of been like turning everything around. He's just kind of like, all right, new season, new this,
upside
even
down.
Now.
Yeah.
How do you, what's your advice for people that are feeling the shift of a season?
Mm.
What's your advice for those people in those seasons? How do they know to trust the Lord? Okay. How do they know if the season's ending or if they're just want it to end? Encouragement for them maybe in a season shift. Yeah. Could you just like talk to that for a bit?
Well, I think that the best way that you could think about it too is if seasons aren't shifting or if things aren't changing in your life, are we growing? Like, are you going in a direction that you're supposed to be going? If you feel like you're stagnant and nothing has really changed in a while, is that a good thing though?
Yeah.
You know? And I think that we see it more as like, obviously it's growing pains, but it's growing pains. Mm-hmm. It's good, you know? So I think that, like I said, I mean, obviously there's some mourning that comes with it and there's some pain that comes with it. But if I feel like I'm moving into another season, I'm like, okay, God, I must be doing something right.
Yeah.
You know? And obviously that's going to happen throughout the entirety of our lives, as long as we are allowing God to transform us and we continue to grow in him. Because as long as we're growing in God, there's no way we're going to be stagnant. Like, there's just no way we're not going to grow. So I think just kind of shifting your mind that way, where it could be painful and you could be confused and you could even feel a little bit isolated in times, but it's good because change means that God is changing you. Like, if everything around you is changing, it's because, you know, because things are happening within you, then you're doing something right, you know? And you're being obedient and you must be listening to him. So I think that's the biggest thing. And that was like the biggest reminder I needed to tell myself, especially when I felt like I was like outgrowing certain friendships. And I'm like, what the heck? And now I'm like back to square one, where it's like, I came out here not really feeling like I had a whole lot of solid friendships. And now the friendships that I've made, I feel like are changing, you know?
Yeah.
And, but I think that's a good sign of growth, you know, and that you're listening to God. And I know this is like cliche, but I really think the biggest thing you could do is just continue to lean on God and stay in the Word. Like, I mean, everything that I feel like anything you could say, how do I deal with anxiety? How do I deal with this? How do I deal with change? How do I deal with my confidence? I mean, the biggest thing that I've done is obviously listening to things like this. Podcasts are great. Sermons are great. You know, daily devotionals. I have two of them. You know, all that stuff is good. But the one thing that I did notice in my walk of faith is I would do all those things every day, but I wouldn't read my Bible. And I'm still in my anxiety.
Yep.
You know? And so there's something so magical about the Word, and that's why God gave it to us, is to open it and read it, because he knew that that was going to be the bread and butter to our faith, right? Obviously, we're called to encourage each other and use all these other sources that help us in our faith, but we're not going to get the juice that we need anywhere else other than the Bible.
Yep.
So I think the biggest thing that helped me through like all of this, the transitions, the losing of friendships, the growing pains, all of it is staying in the Word, even when I didn't want to, you know?
So good.
And one of the biggest like things that I actually have just faced this week is I was feeling so much guilt. Satan can just take a freaking nap. I swear. Sometimes I'm like, take a vacation. Not because you deserve it, but because we do. Leave me alone.
You deserve it.
Leave me alone. So you don't deserve the vacation, but we do. Give him a second. I guess that was funny.
That got me, dude. You take a vacation not because you deserve it, because we do.
Just
it's
get
so
out.
Oh, good.
I want 10% of that. If you ever want to use it, that's
You're
fine.
You're on my show.
But that was mine. That was mine. Anyway, apparently when you come on his show, you sign off your entire life, all your rights, everything.
No, just you. Just Everyone me. Else gets rid of
oh,
me.
Just me. Oh, just me. Good.
Sorry, go ahead. Continue.
Okay. So, fist bump. It's we are only quick. Fist bumping like this from now on.
100%.
Oh, God.
Where was I? I was on a roll.
You said...
The Holy Spirit was Holy Spiriting.
You said that this week you were feeling this way because...
I was holding all this guilt, which was Satan, right? That's when I told him to take a hike. So because he was planting the seed, this thought in my mind all of last week, this is chaos right now. The fly, the everything. I'm never going to get this out. Because I felt this pressure that I had to read a minimum of like, I don't know, 5 pages.
Yeah.
I'm like, if I don't read 5 pages from the Bible, first off, that's a lot, Allie.
That's
a lot,
Allie.
That's a lot.
It's a lot.
Sometimes you just read 2 verses and you're like sitting with that for like 3 days.
Is, I don't think you can comprehend what you read in 5 pages.
I probably wasn't. But see, I was like putting like this, like, I guess, like religious, like kind of mentality where I was like, I have to read this amount. Otherwise, I didn't give God the time that, and or I'm not going to grasp anything if I don't read 5 pages.
Yeah.
So you could read 3 sentences and it could change your world from the Bible. So I think the other thing too is like taking that pressure off of yourself that if you are going to dedicate time to the Bible, do not feel like you're supposed to be reading a whole chapter or like even a whole page sometimes, you know? And I've literally seen the Holy Spirit work through me and in me just off of reading like 2 verses, you know?
Yeah.
So I think... You know, it just all comes with learning and you're just going to like navigate all of it. But if I could give any advice is please be in the Word. It doesn't matter how little or how big, just do it. Like just be in the Word.
Totally. I think like too, it's you can be in the Word but not be with Jesus.
Yeah.
So you can check the box, read scripture.
Okay, that's
and
great.
And just be like, oh, great, and move
read
on.
Read it, but you're like, but did you digest it?
Did you meditate on it?
Okay.
Did you invite the Holy Spirit to teach you? Did you have time praying? Like sometimes in, I think seasons ebb and flow in terms of your relationship with Jesus as well. But there's been seasons for me where I even was like, okay, I'm going to read only a little bit and I need to spend time in like deep worship and prayer.
Yeah, just
so
in his
presence. I would spend like 2 minutes in the Bible. I'd read like a quick like parable, or I'd read like a couple, some proverbs or a quick little quick story. I'd read like half of a chapter.
Yep.
and I'd spend the next 45 minutes on my knees just in prayer and worship.
Yep.
Because sometimes the presence can offer you things that just checking the box on reading scripture never can.
Yeah.
Because you're not, you have to do it with the word. In the Bible says, in the beginning was the word and the word became flesh, meaning the word became Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
So you actually don't know the word unless you know Jesus.
Okay.
So you can't actually read the Bible with power unless you read it with Jesus.
Yep.
So if you want to know the word, you have to know Jesus first.
Yep.
That's why it's so important you get saved. You have a relationship with Jesus. The Holy Spirit dwells inside of you. You
Everything leads to Jesus, because even prayer, your prayer could be so empty.
Yeah.
You're like, okay, well, I've been praying to him. Do you really know him, though?
Yeah, exactly.
Do you really accept him in that moment, in the presence where you're sitting there and you're, like, praying?
Yeah.
Are you actually, like, with him, or is it empty?
Yeah.
You know, just like your time with the Bible. Is it empty, or are you just reading it? Like,
totally.
It's just like, okay, I read it.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I prayed about it. Where is it? You know?
You check the box.
Yeah.
You just, I need to get in this morning. So,
there's so much more to it.
Yeah, I think it's so important you spend time knowing Jesus, meditating on scripture. And that's, like, all day long, like, thinking about, like, what you... What did the Holy Spirit speak to you this morning? Like, what are you learning? What is he teaching you?
Yeah.
Staying in consistent prayer. Like, are you
anxious? Before I even knew Jesus, I didn't even know what it meant to have the Holy Spirit talk to me. I don't even think the Holy Spirit had ever really, like, or I didn't hear it, you know, until I actually allowed Jesus in my heart, you know? Because when you hear people say, like, what did the Holy Spirit say to you? If you don't know Jesus, you're like, I thought those were just my inner thoughts. Or I don't know. I've never heard the Holy Spirit,
totally. You
know? Sorry, I keep cutting you off, but...
No, it's fine. I'm on your podcast, so I just...
You are on my podcast. Welcome to another episode of Christ with Coffee on Ice.
Yeah, exactly. That's why you got your Starbucks right there.
Whatever.
I was just saying, like, I think the importance of, like, staying daily in prayer consistently all day.
Yeah.
Pray without
ceasing.
Which
is hard.
Like, people are like, hey, I'm anxious. And I'm like, well, how much are you talking to Jesus?
Right.
Throughout
but, like,
your
actually
day?
Talking to him.
Literally, like...
Because then sometimes people's response is like, well, I just did. You're like, okay, well, you're still anxious, so something didn't work.
Yeah, so
something
ask him
clicking.
To renew your mind. Speak
right.
to him. Ask
what
him what he thinks of you. Ask
up,
for
then.
Peace. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Totally. I think, like...
Like, is your ego still there? Are you not letting yourself be totally vulnerable?
Mm-hmm.
Where you're like, well, I don't want to feel all the things, so I'm just going to pray to him, but I'm not going to do it enough because I don't want to feel all this
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly.
I don't want to start crying, so I'm just going to... I'm going to leave it, you know? And it's like, you're not going to get the results. You have to be vulnerable. Like,
totally.
100% open, humble, to your knees. Vulnerable,
yeah,
you know?
Let them have every piece of you,
everything.
And I think that's something you see a lot too, is like, hey, how come this area of my life, it feels like the Lord hasn't touched it?
Because
I don't think you've ever let him.
Mm.
You have to let
are
him.
You standing in his way, though?
He knows exactly what he needs to touch in your life. He knows exactly the areas in your life that need healing, the areas in your life that you need freedom from, the areas in your life that, like, are causing X, Y, and Z. He knows the root issues. He knows the things. And he knows that he needs to go in and touch those parts of your life.
Are you in his
but
way?
But he won't do it unless you give it to him.
He's not going to barge past you. He's not a forceful God, you know? He's not going to force his way into anything. That's why he's even given us, the choice of just free will, of accepting him or not. He's not going to force anything. So as long as you're standing in the way, he's going to say, all right, well, you let me know when you're ready to let me in.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep.
So, yeah, I think that's so solid. That's really true.
Revelation says, I'm knocking on the door, open. This is Jesus talking, open, and I will come in and dine with you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's here just.
He's like, I will literally hang out with you as long as you need me.
As long as you want.
But I'm not going to, like,
I'll dine
barge
with you.
In. I'm
exactly,
not going to force myself in. You know?
I need you to open the door first.
And also,
and
that's kind of, like, lazy of us to think, like, well, God will just, he'll just do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, there is work.
Absolutely.
In any relationship, there is work. Yeah, it's a partnership like anything else.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's good.
All right, last question for you. your advice for someone that is mourning the end of a season.
Mm-hmm.
Go.
My advice for people who are mourning the end of a season.
Yeah, go. Give your tips.
Did I not just give that advice?
No, you gave the advice for the shift of a season.
Okay.
Someone's
but then mourning,
season has
like
shifted,
the change.
And you talked about, like, you said I mourned.
Yes, I
girly
did.
Pop,
and honestly, I made a video about it too, where I was, it's like part of my Journaling to Jesus series where I do a little voiceover of me praying to God. And one of the things that I posted as of recently was I said, I felt guilt for thinking about or even missing an old version of myself, right? Because she was fun. Like, she was cute. I did like me before, you know? She needed a lot of work for sure.
Yeah.
But, like, there were parts of her that I do kind of miss sometimes. And I think that, the biggest thing that's helped me with that mourning just recognizing like all the good that God has truly done in my life, and like just even the daily habits that I have now and the way that I accept things in my life now versus, you know, I was kind of touching on this before, but like I accepted such horrible relationships before, and now that I've like truly found my worth through Jesus, I feel like I value myself so much more.
So good.
And I think just focusing on all the good, because there's so much more good in my life now. And I even said it in that video where I was like, there isn't an ounce of her that would make me want to go back or ever turn my back on Jesus, because he showed me how good life is with him. But I really think just like, just truly paying attention to all the good and how much he has really just transformed you in the best way. And I think that alone is like, yeah, I miss her, but like, this is so much more fun.
Totally.
This is so much more fun, you know? Because you think about like, oh, but she had so much fun. She partied. She went to Coachella. She did this and that.
Yeah.
It's like, but this is so much more fun. This is so much more fulfilling. There are zero hangovers with this.
Totally.
You know what I mean? It's like, it is like cloud nine. It's a feeling that is really hard to describe.
Yeah.
In like just human language. But I think, yeah, just like really comparing and just spending time with God and allowing him to reveal to you how much better life is now, you know?
Totally.
I don't know if that's helpful, but
no, it's so good.
I mean, it's okay to mourn though. Like that was the other thing, is I felt God be like, it's okay to like mourn, you know, the version of yourself. Don't stay back there for too long though, because it's not who you are anymore.
Yeah.
But it's okay to recognize like being sad with change, but also just being so excited, because it's like, if God's done this much for me in this short amount of time, I can't even freaking wait to see where I'm at in 3 years with
him.
Totally. You know?
Yeah, scripture says the old man has died.
Yeah.
Your old self is dead.
Yeah.
You can have a little funeral for him.
Which is sad, right? But then we can
move
on.
But it's great because he needed to die.
But it's great because there's good to come.
He needed to die so that God could do something beautiful in your life.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks for coming on the podcast. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Can you tell everybody where they can follow you?
Yeah.
What's going on in your life?
Yeah, so I'm on Instagram. I'm on TikTok. My handle is Ali_Yost. And I have my podcast, Christ with Coffee on Ice, which is available on Spotify, Apple, and YouTube.
We'll put all the links below too, so you guys can easily follow her.
I appreciate that. Yeah, every Friday. So have your iced coffee in Christ with me. I love it.
No hot coffee allowed.
No hot.
No hot coffee allowed.
No, I've had hot coffee on
question.
The show.
What if you're I'm a tea guy. What if you're a tea guy or a tea girl?
Come you're not as allowed? You are. Tea loving or not, come as you are. You're
so you
welcome.
Can come to the pod if you like.
You can.
You can bring your tea.
You can bring your
what
tea.
What if you're a Celsius? Can you bring a Celsius?
For sure.
Is it more like caffeine with Christ?
It's just like, let's just get pumped up.
Yeah.
Even if it's just jumping jacks.
Pre-workout with coffee.
If you just need to bring
jumping
jacks, bring your Jesus in your jumping jacks.
Totally.
You know?
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
all good.
Well, guys, check her out everywhere. Thanks for coming on.
Thanks
means
for having
the world.
Me.
It was a great combo. I don't really know
it.
What we talked about.
It was chaos, but it was fun.
There was a fly flying around the room, but it
Everything.
Was great. Thanks for coming on. Guys, if you would like to follow her, links will all be below. Love you guys. Catch you in the next episode.
Bye.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
And we're hosts of the Kynos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in everyday settings.
The word kynos means new, and that's exactly what we want to do on our podcast. Bring something new from what is old in our faith.
And on this show, you might hear us explore topics like what the Bible has to say about student loan forgiveness, discuss how the Satanic Temple affects our view of religious liberty in America, or even question why is it that so many people are having rapture anxiety.
To learn more about the podcast, go to lifeaudio.com.